Of course, it is a Monday morning, and that means no Pat Pagano, but it does mean Anthony J. AJ, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Marshall.
How are you?
Great. How goes it? How was your weekend?
It was okay, except the furnace has been on all weekend. It was cold. We had 32 degrees at my house yesterday morning. This morning, not as bad. It was 43 when I left home. But still, wow. The furnace.
You guys, I love those crisp mornings this time of year. You get those up, you know, up north and west of where I live. So
well, I hate them. Yeah. I had to move all my plants in, you know, before Saturday night, and got them all in, and they're all safe. But still, the furnace now is on officially for the season. That's always a turning point. A turning point is a bad turning point, but it's a turning point nonetheless. So now we've got to, is it going to stay this way now, or are we going to have any hot periods come back, you think?
Well, good that you ask. We have a weather pattern change, actually, that is taking place. So to answer your question, we're going to be in a colder weather pattern overall, and it's because of the jet stream. It's actually been kind of an early winter in parts of southern Canada, where they've had snow, and the jet stream is going to be dipping down over the east. So we're going to be seeing overall colder temperatures for the rest of this week into next week. Nothing, you know, earth-shatteringly cold, no snow, but, you know, that crisp air is going to be with us. But not so much today. We got some, you know, clouds out there and some showers on the radar, and some showers this morning, this afternoon. Maybe even, you might even hear a rumble of thunder this evening, and then we're back to dry conditions. The rest of the week is going to be dry, and we're going to have some chilly mornings with temps, again, around freezing, I'd say, for sure by Thursday morning, and then dry weather through Friday. If you do have any plans this weekend, Marshall, I plan for maybe some rain, say, on Saturday.
What? Where's the rain coming from?
Well, we got a looks like a weather system coming in from the Midwest is going to be moving by, I think, on Saturday, giving us a chance for some rain, and then might be quite cold around here Sunday morning. We'll have to, you know, we could have temperatures below freezing Sunday morning, but a dry day probably for Sunday. So again, a colder pattern, but at least, you know, nothing, no hurricanes to watch, thankfully. No major storms, no major storms.
All right. So how much rain do you think we're going to get?
I'd say for this little kind of a wimpy front today, I wouldn't expect more than maybe a half inch tops across the area. The air is pretty dry, so there's not a lot of moisture to tap. So I'd see about a half inch of rain maybe later altogether today into tonight, and zero rain through Friday, Tuesday into Friday.
And then the weekend, maybe another inch?
Yeah, we're going to watch that. It's a cold front, so we might get some thunder showers. So we could see, not an all-day rain, but we could see maybe, you know, around a half inch to an inch of rain sometime Saturday evening.
So we got a good weekend. It looks like a terrible weekend coming up then, or at least a terrible Saturday.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'd say maybe, you know, a chance of some rain, you know, could always change. But, you know, these weather systems are moving by real quick. So, you know, they're not going to hang around and give us, you know, days of lousy weather, you know, kind of a wham-bam, you know, rain showers.
I'm glad you changed that. I'm glad you changed the wham-bam, because when I was in high school, it wasn't wham-bam rain showers. I can tell you that.
just to go back quick, you were talking about sports. You know, that Yankee series was – I wish we were still playing. That was I think the Yankees should have won that series. Too bad they're not still doing it, but it's –
It's just as well because you don't have to sit out in the cold weather now to watch a baseball game.
Yeah, the first game I went to this year, it was a great game, but it was freezing. I mean, it was like 45 degrees.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's not fun to sit at a baseball game when it's cold. It just isn't. Even in the playoffs. Yeah. There's been two cold baseball games that I've been to in my life, professional baseball games. And they were colder than most football games that I went to. Because the temperature wasn't as cold, but when you're used to being out to baseball games in shirt sleeves and stuff, and when it's 42 degrees at a baseball game, it feels like it's 10 degrees. The only thing colder than those baseball games and sports that I ever experienced in my life is when the Giants were playing the Los Angeles Rams in a playoff game at Giant Stadium, which they lost on a last-second touchdown scored by the Rams. It was so cold. Ask me, how cold was it, Marshall? Everybody had thick gloves on, earmuffs and everything. So when in the stadium, instead of hearing huge cheers and lots of applause when something happened, all you heard was muffled. It was so cold. And I swore I would never go to another game like that, and I never did. If it was, this was in the Meadowlands at the time, the original Giants Stadium. It was 7 degrees at game time.
Oh, really? Oh, wow! That's extreme for here. Yeah,
it was horrible. It was the worst. It was the worst time in my life outside of a date I had once in 1987, which I won't talk about.
Wow,
that date was a worse date. But other than that, it was the worst time. All right, so we've got some rain today. Then the rest of the week looks okay, and some rain on Saturday.
Sum it up. That's exactly how it's looking.
That's not too bad, then. We're going to be all right. So did you have a good weekend, though?
Yeah, pretty normal weekend, I'd say. Saw some friends Friday night and worked the rest of the weekend.
All right. Well, we'll speak to you again next Monday.
Will do.
All right, take care.
You too, Marshall.
Bye-bye. That's Anthony J. this morning in the Weather Center for Pat Pagano. He joins us on Mondays when Pat cannot be around. Pat closed up the camp this week.